The money comes from the Federal Beach Act. Since October of 2000, the money has been available so states can monitor water quality on Great Lakes and Oceanside beaches. Bob Masnado is the Wisconsin DNR section chief for water quality standards. He says the state passes most of the money to county health agencies that conduct testing. In the past, the DNR has used some of the money to put up multilingual signs warning of any potential dangers. And Masnado says a website, wibeaches.us, identifies state beaches that show evidence of E. coli.
The reality is E. coli has probably been around forever in the water. It's just that with this infusion of federal money and the increased effort, we're finding out how widespread it actually is.
And though the testing is designed to show E. coli, Masnado says when that bacteria is around, chances are there's more potentially harmful stuff in the water.
E. coli is an indicator species. It's not necessarily a pathogen that causes us problems, but it's an indicator that other pathogens or other harmful organisms might be present that can indeed cause human health issues.
The Wisconsin DNR and the Department of Health and Family Services help pay for beach testing on inland lakes that aren't covered by the Beach Act. Earlier this week, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted to reduce funding for some of the DNR's water pollution and runoff programs. Masnado says beach testing probably won't be affected by budget cuts. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.